I'm here with a lovely, lovely woman.
I just did my hair.
Who just had her hair done.
Isn't it lovely?
Wow, there's like missed a few grays.
No, they did not. I don't even have gray.
I am here with Mary. Is that your name?
It's Mary Beth.
It's Mary Beth.
Viera.
You know, your name is a pain in the ass to spell.
How do you spell it?
I, for a long time, was spelling it V-I-E-R-A.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And there's another stupid I in there, and it's annoying.
Excuse me. It's a Portuguese spelling, V-I-E-I-R-A.
You are so not Portuguese.
I am so Portuguese.
You are a wasp.
I am Azorean.
You look
I am not.
Like a wasp.
A
you
lot
look
of
like
people
my
think
wife.
I'm a wasp, but
this
I'm
is
not.
Meredith Vieira, by the way.
Vieira.
She's an up...
Vieira.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Is that how you Portuguese say it?
Whoa!
That's what you...
Oh, my God. The claws are coming out. Whoa, Rhode
that's
Island.
That's what you would say in Rhode Island.
I know.
Portuguese.
I know.
That's
exactly.
That's
why I denied my heritage for so long.
Why?
Because there was that... There was that vibe in Rhode Island with the Portuguese.
Yeah.
Or what they call them, wetbacks. I think was another word they use.
Yeah.
And I did not look Portuguese, whatever
that is,
you know. So, and Vieira could also be Spanish. It could be French. So I sort of, you know, laid low.
Right.
I didn't identify as Portuguese.
Yeah,
growing
up. I would not label. Yeah. I would label you slutty. I would label you a little slutty.
Very slutty.
This is a podcast. You don't need to be showing cleavage during a podcast.
Some people can't help themselves. I am what I am.
You're a journalist.
You don't need to be showing your penis either, but you know what I'm saying. I don't think that's appropriate, but you're doing it. So
well, you should have to take your hand off it now. We have to get to work.
Oh, was that it? My God.
Wow.
It's getting ugly.
Paul McCartney did not talk to me this way. I so wanted to ask him the one question was, you're a Beatle. You could have any woman in the world. Why would you have a woman with one leg? I wanted to ask him that.
No, that is wrong.
Yeah, but think
she
about
was a
it.
Model.
Yeah, but she turned
not
out
that that matters.
No. But
no, she turned out to be kind of a bad egg. But
I'll say it, a nutcase. You didn't say it,
no,
I'll say
I did
it.
Not say it. But she was a beautiful woman. What was her name? I can't believe I don't remember this.
Heather Mills.
Yeah, Heather Mills.
Did you, were you ever nuts in a relationship? You seem like you'd be fine and then like you'd get drunk and snap. Like real clingy for a weekend. Can't lose.
No, but I did go out for a while with this man from Denmark who was much older than me. And we, I mean, he was divorced, so it wasn't like he was with his wife. But I didn't know that he was, when he would come to the States... Occasionally, somebody else would be in his hotel room, and I happened to show up. There was somebody else there, and I did go crazy.
Did you?
I started banging on the door. I started crying in the hallway. I lay across the doorway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You so embarrassed me when you did that.
That was the only time I really did. And then I said, never again.
How old were you?
I was in, let me see, I was just out of college.
Oh, so you were, you seem like you'd be like...
21, 22...
I would date you in college. Would you
really?
Date? Would you
not
date
never.
Me?
No, I wouldn't. Well, what were you like in college?
You can't answer that. You got to at least think about it.
Okay,
wait.
Okay, let me give me an idea of what you were like in college.
I was just working all the time because my parents had a. By the way, Meredith and I have a connection to Rhode Island. Meredith and I grew up in Rhode Island. You were born in Providence.
The difference is I grew up.
And
but other than that.
And you lived on the east side?
I did not live on the east side.
You were born on the east side.
No, I was not.
You told me that.
No, I did. What are you speaking?
I did research.
No, I was born in at, what hospital? St. Francis, I think?
Women and Infants?
No.
Everybody's born at Women and Infants.
No, I was at the Catholic hospital. I think St. Francis. But then I grew up in Rumford, Rhode
Catholic
Island.
I love Catholic girls because you were the ones that were just like out of your minds. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In the back of a Pontiac.
But that's not why I was. It's because I went to an all-girls school. I did never in the back of a Pontiac.
You never made out in the back of a car?
Not a Pontiac.
Why? What's wrong with a Pontiac?
But that's like the 50s, isn't it?
No, my father had a Pontiac.
Yeah, well, where are you dating me? I was in school in the late 60s when I'd make out.
And where would you make out?
I would make out a Beetle. I've made out in a Beetle.
Oh, I thought you were making out with a Beetle. I was like, wow.
No, I wish. No, although
you love the Beatles.
Yes, and the first time I turned my pillow from, you know, the way you lay in your pillow, I turned it the other way so it looked like a body.
Mm.
And that was the night I saw Paul McCartney, that first time, at fourth grade, when they were on the Ed Sullivan Show. And that night I turned my pillow around and made out with it.
Did you really?
Yes, I really did.
Wow.
I didn't even know what I was doing.
You are more of a freak than I knew.
And then I begged my parents for that album, Meet the Beatles.
Oh, really?
Begged them. And they knew that once I went down that path, they were going to lose me. But they finally got me the album.
Did you ever go see, did you get a chance to see them? You're too young to see them.
I never saw them. No.
That was crazy.
I know.
So we're both from Rhode Island. Rehoboth.
Oh, my God, you have done no research.
No, wait, no, what's up?
Wait, you have done no.
You have all this stupid paper.
Listen to this. None of it's accurate.
Rehoboth. What town were you born in?
I'm not doing your homework for you. Think of another one.
Come on.
That's pathetic.
No, you were born in Providence. East Providence.
St. Francis.
Right.
Yeah.
But you grew up in what town? I hate you so much right now. You grew up in
Rehoboth. Let's go with that.
No, it begins with an R.
Yes, it does.
Rumford.
Yes,
there
Rumford.
Hey, I knew
Rumford.
I had it.
Okay. Very good.
It doesn't matter. Nobody goes to Rumford.
Rumford's cool.
Rumford is hoity-toity.
What was my street?
I don't know.
It's so appropriate. Bent Road. Isn't that great? Bent because a little disturbed, and I drank rum and Coke.
Did you really?
Teen, yes, that was the first drink that I had.
When you were 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe younger.
You went to the same school as my wife. You went to Lincoln School for Girls.
Yes.
A Quaker school.
Yes.
And I know, because of my wife, you women are so loose from that school because it's so tight because it's a Quaker school. You get out of there, and you're like taking your clothes off on the bus.
No. That's not true. Maybe your wife was. You know what it was with the Lincoln girls? We were really smart. We were known as the smart girls, and the Wheeler girls were known as the sluts.
Oh, you know what? That's true, Mike, because her brothers went to Moses Brown, which is another private school on the east side.
That used to be just boys when I was there.
Right.
And that was our brother school. It was Lincoln and Moses Brown.
Right.
And Wheeler was sort of with Country Day, but not really.
Right.
Yeah. Why are you leaning into this thing that looks like a...
I just wanted to get closer to your crotch. I'm listening. I'm just checking the levels to make sure your levels... You know, when you were on PM Magazine...
I was never on PM.
Yes, you were.
Is this a joke? Are you purposely doing this?
When you were a reporter in Rhode Island, I had a crush on you.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would have totally. In high school,
really?
I would have ruined you.
Really?
Oh, my God. You would have been pregnant 8 ways to Sunday. If I could find it and get it to
you
make...
You could find it.
I could
oh,
find
that,
it
yeah,
and make
exactly.
it happen. No, I did. I had a crush on
when
you.
When I was at Channel 10?
Yes.
Oh.
And I remember seeing you. You had long, dark hair.
Yes,
and
yes.
You know, you got the curves going. And I was at that age where...
How old were you at that point?
I might have been like adolescent. I don't know, 12, 13. Yeah, something like that.
Are you lying? Is that the age difference we have? Well, I'm 61. What are you?
I'm 48. So,
wow. Okay.
So I... But you don't look 61.
No, you don't look 48.
And so I had this thing, and I was like...
You watched the news at that point in your life? That's interesting.
Well, my mother would have the news on all the time. News and talk radio. And she couldn't hear. She had bad ears. And she's like this not stereotypical Italian woman, but she is. So she can't hear, and so she found her hearing aid in the garbage. So it would never work. So she listened to, like, Larry King in the middle of the night blaring, and she'd watch... Remember the David Susskind show?
Oh, I love the David Susskind. That was brilliant. That was great
TV. He had an episode where... This is a guy... listeners probably don't know who he is, but you can
who
see
cares?
Probably on YouTube.
Who's listening to you anyhow?
Great.
Does this get an audience?
This has a reach of my uncle, my Uncle Frank, my cousin Joey, and my grandma. No, and so... I remember one episode of the David Susskind show where he had a hitman for the mob for two episodes, and the guy just sat there with a hood on and explained how he killed people.
Wow.
And I remember seeing that in the middle of the night because my mother would be up at all early hours.
No wonder you're the way you are.
So I remember seeing you on TV, and I remember, and you know my wife, and if you look at
I
my
do
wife,
know your wife,
you kind of look a little
thank
bit both
you,
the waspy thing. Like, if you look like a Portuguese person, I would not be interested in you at all. I'd be like, tuh.
Yeah, but when I don't shave my upper lip. Okay, I'm very careful about that. But you know, do you remember Salty Brian?
Yeah.
He had one leg. I think there's a theme to this podcast. Didn't he have one leg?
He did.
He did, and what happened?
He had a wooden leg.
He had a wooden leg and a dog, didn't he?
He did.
Didn't he always have a dog? Remember? Oh my God, we are so fucked up from childhood.
Did you ever meet him?
I did meet him, and he was a lovely man.
Because you were doing news in Providence for how long?
I got my job in Providence in 1975. Do you want another story?
Yeah.
You look so bored.
No, I'm not bored. I got a lot of stuff going on.
So I graduated.
I got stuff. Look. You went to Tufts.
No, no. I went to Tufts.
And I know you went to Tufts, and you wanted to be an actress, but your parents were nervous about that. See, I did my research.
Yeah, you did.
And you took a broadcasting class because you needed some to finish some credits, and you did a project, and CBS Radio caught wind of you, and they brought you down here. You slept with the guy on campus at Tufts, and you got yourself a job.
Well, the sleeping with a guy is right. No. No, what happened was I went to Tufts. I wanted to be an actress when I went to college. My parents knew no, that's not going to happen.
Why? So, what was that all about?
Because
your father's a doctor, a progressive guy.
Right, but they just thought that was a dead end.
Okay.
And you're not going to go to college.
Honest, they saw you act and you suck.
I was great.
Really?
In high school. And I cried out, Grandmama, and you came to my side, ninth grade. Yes. Really? One act play. I played Anastasia.
Really?
Opposite this woman who wanted the role. But she didn't get it. She got the grandmother, and I got Anastasia. I got the ingenue.
Again.
And I cried out, Grandmama. And you came to my side. But I still remember that. What do they call that when you're stuck in the past?
Your life? I don't know. Meredith
Vieira? So anyhow, no, and I was excellent. I just wasn't good for musicals because I have no singing voice.
Yeah, but so who would...
I did a lot of Noel Coward in high school, that kind of stuff.
Now, what was it about acting when you were a kid? Was there a moment where you're like, wow, that's something I'd like to do?
I just always liked it. I was a shy kid, but in our basement we had... Well, I don't know where you go. It was a room with like a train room that my parents had built, like a stage you could get up on, and my brothers had trains, but then they got sick of it. And so my mother hung a curtain. She said, if you want to do plays. And it was really cool, and she got me a book of one-act plays written for kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would put on these productions with one of my brothers or a friend, and my mother would cut out little tickets, and we'd have people come in from
that's
the neighborhood.
Cute.
And I think I just loved it.
Yeah.
As a little kid, I loved the fantasy of it.
So in high school, you did it.
In high school, I did a lot of the Moses Brown and Lincoln. That was another way to meet guys because there were very few things that we shared with boys, but one was theater.
God, your whole life is about penis.
It's all about a penis. All about a penis. Yep.
That should be,
that's it. If you think about it,
that should be the.
That's it.
The Meredith Vieira show, and then
one big penis.
One big penis
that goes on and on. Yes.
And so you're it. By the way, my wife didn't want. She stopped going to Lincoln.
If you hit me one more time,
you like it. Are you? By the way, are you wearing underwear?
No.
Yeah, you don't wear underwear.
Okay, let's move on.
You could have worn underwear for this.
I wear a leotard.
Right now?
Yes, I wear like a body leotard. Why? I'm not showing this to you.
No, but that's...
No, it's like a one piece.
But that's more fabric. Why would you want all that fabric on you?
Because I danced as a little kid.
Yeah.
Once again, we're going into the past.
Let me get a pad
for psychiatrist.
Right on the couch.
No, I did. From the time I was little, I took tap and ballet, and I loved the leotard. I love the leotard and tights.
So you look good. You're a hot piece of ass.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet of you.
And I mean that in the classiest way possible.
The classiest way you know how.
We would have dated.
We would never, trust me.
Why?
Because you're a townie.
Was that what?
Yeah, you're a townie. You're not my level.
Wait a minute.
You're a townie.
See, my wife.
You're a townie. Admit you're a townie.
It's the Italian from the wrong side of the tracks. Well, you're a Portuguese. What is that?
Oh, but I went to a Quaker school.
Yeah, so you're better than me.
Yeah, a little bit. I wore a uniform.
You wore a uniform?
Yeah, exactly.
With no underwear?
No, then I wore underwear.
You're no dummy. Well, my wife.
God, you bring her up every time. I thought we had something. You're bringing her up constantly.
You didn't feel it? Oh, it was right. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Put your pants back on. So you decide, you listen to your parents in college about that? Or you don't?
No.
Because you seem like a very, like, I know what I want to do. A very driven woman.
What I did was, I looked at the schools that had the best theater departments for the ones that I was interested in. Mm. And I knew Tufts had a great theater in the round. But I went in saying to my parents, I'm going to go in as a math major. Because I was very good at math in high school, really.
You? You're a girl.
Oh, my God. Shut this off so I can stick it up your... I can't believe you.
Woo!
Yeah, woo, woo. Look at you. You're going on me. Wow. That was, like, clever. So anyway, and then I went to Tufts knowing full well I didn't want to be a math major. And I also realized that as good as I was in math in a high school level, when you got to college courses, I really wasn't as good as I thought. Yeah. And I didn't have the
especially
interest.
Especially at a school like Tufts. I mean, that's... No, no, I don't mean that as a joke.
Yes, you did mean it
no,
as a
no,
joke.
No, no, no. Tufts
Where
is
did
a,
you go to college?
I went to Providence College.
It's not, oh, PC's
it's not
great.
No, nah, but it's not Tufts. It's no. not Brown. Tufts no. is like Ivy League level. It really
no,
is.
No, it's an Ivy League wannabe.
Well, but I...
I wanted to go to Harvard.
And...
Didn't get in.
You know why? Portuguese. they don't care for your people. Excellent sweetbread, though.
Excellent.
There is a Portuguese bakery next to my uncle's barbershop on Wickedon Street at the corner
That's
of Hope
the,
and Wickedon.
Yes.
That was my, right next to his
Does Archie, your uncle still have a barbershop?
No, he's long passed,
on,
away.
I'm
but
so sorry.
His you don't look sorry at all.
No, I didn't know him, but I, it's the right thing to say. No. Have you ever in your life had a deep, meaningful conversation?
see? This is why people don't care
don't
for you.
Well, you don't strike me as the type who has.
Yes,
have you?
I can really... Wait a minute. This is my show now. Yes, I can be sincere.
Is this
and
your
I can,
watch?
This is my watch.
Oh, my God.
You like the watch?
I wish your viewers, your listeners could see
my
it.
Son talked me into buying this very yellow watch.
Oh, now you make
watch.
Me feel bad.
My very
you
yellow
your son,
watch.
And that is such a cheap shop.
My 40... 40 it's
actually 40.
It's called a 40. It's $40 a watch. $40. Okay. So I know it was a really
terrible.
Good experience. It was, no, you should. There's a whole host of other things you feel terrible about.
But I'm glad that you thought it was well produced because you're a producer too.
And it really was. And DeFranco, what's her first name? Allison DeFranco. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a producer on it. She was great. And the two women that I was on with were great, Deneen and Sarah Haynes. But mainly it was because I was sitting next to you. They moved me next to you, which was awesome, because then I could not stop laughing because we have the thing.
We have a relationship.
A thing.
A thing, something.
And we have you have a fetish that I know about. We were talking about fetishes.
Were we?
Yeah, and your audience was great. Like, your audience was like there.
We have great warm-up, which you know, too.
Yeah,
if you don't have a good warm-up,
say
it's
your
a
name
disaster.
To, so people,
Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy's great.
Yeah, she's very, very good.
And, so,
and I know, having a comparison,
and
having worked with you, I see how great she is.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to go the other way with that.
No, because I have a comparison.
Yeah, no,
she
I understand.
She's good.
I understand. Yeah. I used to warm up on the Millionaire Show, and every day I would leave the studio, and the audience would go, thank God you were here. To me, they would say that. To me.
And to me, they'd say he was lukewarm up. That's what they called you, lukewarm up. And I could never say that to you and hurt you. But now I don't really care, because I don't need you right now. If I need you again, I will be.
I would come in about 2 years. It would take me 2 years to come, but I would come. So now I want to come on the show and just do this. We should just do this on the show where we just talk.
That'd be fun.
You see, I don't in your eyes. I don't see it at all.
It's never going
Why
to
would
happen.
You not date with? Look how look.
Why
at my
would
lip.
I not date with you? Because you can't speak English. Why would you not date with me?
Look at my full lips. I know you've been staring at them for years. Never once you thought, man, I wonder what that would be like. Never once. Come on, we're in a podcast.
No, you're like my brother. You're like my brother.
And?
Yeah, exactly. In your family, crazy uncle whatever who had the barbershop.
Oh, he had the barbershop, and he ran numbers out of the back. And I never understood that. So,
that's very typical of barbershops. Mm. You know that Richard's uncle...
Richard's your husband.
Yes. Yes, he is. He still is. Uncle Moish. He ran numbers out of a barbershop and out of a beauty parlor where his wife worked.
Now, how was it you married into a Jewish family, right?
And what do you mean he's Jewish?
Is he Jewish? Your husband Jewish?
Uh-uh.
All right. Moish sounds Jewish.
He's Jewish.
Right. Such a jerk.
Last name is Cohen.
So was that?
What do you mean? Like, why wouldn't
I?
What kind of a anti-Semitic thing
is
this?
Jewish people want other Jewish people for their kids. They don't want Portuguese or Italians like me.
Yes, they do. Goya.
They like you?
His parents love me.
Initially? Come on.
Loved.
They didn't get the sense that this woman's been around?
Oh, surely. But no, I think because... Maybe they're not super religious Jews, and I get that in certain. It could be the same with the Catholic family. You don't necessarily want someone to. And it, big with
well, you
Italian.
Said I read that you're Catholic, but you're not practicing Catholic, but you have spirituality. That's what you said.
You say that,
which sounds
because it sounds so stupid when I hear you say it.
Well, you're the one that said it. I'm just
repeating.
Yeah,
but you said
it
in a snide way.
No, I did not say it.
I was born Catholic, quote unquote, but I was never confirmed.
Why?
Because. Really, why? I think because my mother was not. She was a very, you know, she kept the rosary beads next to her side of the bed. Oh, my father did too. They each had the Bible that they read and stuff. But I don't think she respected organized religion and the church, and she thought it was very misogynist. Oh. And when I had my first communion, she appliqued onto my dress blue flowers and blue stuff on my anklets. Now that you never would do.
Yeah.
The communion dress was white.
Right.
And she did it as a FU.
Really?
Yeah, to the archbishop, who she thought was, she just had no patience for. She just didn't like the teachings of the church in terms of the way they treated women.
Oh.
And so she used me.
Yeah, I could care less. It's women, it's not me.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Ask me what I did for Valentine's Day with my wife. Ask me.
What'd you do for Valentine's Day with your wife?
I let her cook for me. Come on, that's pretty good. I let her cook for me.
Why? I don't even understand
the joke. It's not a joke. I really let her cook
for me. Why, do you normally cook?
No, she cooks. We did nothing different. Oh, I got her flowers.
Oh, my God. What kind of flowers? If you say roses, you are a loser.
Why?
Is so typical.
Yellow roses.
Oh, man.
What should I have gotten her?
Something different. Something more creative.
Yeah, but you know what I did? I duct taped them to my thighs. That's a good way to give roses. So here's the thing I want to talk to you about now. All right,
I'm in pain.
So my uncle's barbershop. He ran numbers out of the back, and it was like a guy's barbershop. Like he would like have Playboys and play Frank Sinatra, and they would go in the back, and the guys would like shake his hand and hand the money. I never understood as a kid, and I realized to make extra money, he was running, and it was right next to that Portuguese.
Did he ever get caught?
No, his son did. My cousin Bobby. He was running numbers.
He wasn't as smart as
No, he was like driving around in his wife was driving a Mercedes. He was driving a Jag with no visible means of income, and like she's wearing furs. And the FBI wiretapped the house, and they got him on. Like he was running.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And my mother got really mad at him because it was my his father, who was my mother's brother, the barbershop guy. He passed away, left my cousin the house. My mother's like, you're giving us a bad name. You know, my father came to this country, hardworking Italian immigrant, and, you know, clean up your act. Like, she read him the Riot Act.
Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, my cousin, you know, you talk about the townies. There's some of these Italian guys, like, he barely finished high school. You were a rube if you went to college. He was going to make $1 million the easy way, you know, stealing stuff from whatever. And so he never got out of that lifestyle.
But wait. You have to, and your audience should watch on PBS, trying to elevate the conversation for 1 second, then we'll go back to your level.
PBS.
Italian Americans, the special, the series. I watched it last night. I don't know how many parts it is. It's great.
Really?
The Italian Americans of New York and New Jersey, but it goes back to the whole history. And it's great about family and the importance of family in the Italian heritage.
Right.
And it's really... Check it out. It's very good.
Okay, great.
Okay. So you're going to edit that part out anyhow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And there was one way. Were you talking about? Oh, so I'm going to top you because, you know, can I do a story
to
top
go
yours?
Ahead.
So my father was a medical examiner. Did you know that?
I knew he was a doctor. I didn't know he was a medical.
He was a GP, but he also was one of the medical.
He probably knew my father-in-law, Dr. Clinton Potter, who was an OBGYN in Providence.
Really?
It was such a small community, they probably knew each
Where
other.
Where was he?
He was at. He worked out of Women and Infants
Lying,
but his office was on the corner of Thayer and Lloyd on the east side of the big yellow house there, near right across from Brown.
That's
hockey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
My father was in East Providence.
Yeah, but they
Warren
you know,
Avenue.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. He wasn't very good.
No. No, he was good, but he stayed with his people. My father had a lot of almost every Portuguese who came to East Providence knew. If you want to get care, go to Dr. Vieira, because my father never turned away anybody.
That's reverse racism. Why wouldn't they go to see an Italian doctor? I'm insulted. Why wouldn't your
Because
people
most
go?
Of them did not speak English. They literally came off the boat. They wanted medical care, and they had heard of Dr. Vieira.
Oh,
and
wow.
My father was great, great doctor, and he never turned anybody down, out. You know, he saw people. I mean, we didn't see very much of him, because he would stay with his patients till everyone had been seen, and a lot of them couldn't pay money. Because they didn't have money, so we had more homemade wine in our basement. I kid you
Is
not,
that right?
Because he got so much. I'd come home, I'd say, "Mom, who's mowing the lawn?" Oh, one of Dad's patients.
Oh, that's
sweet.
Great.
It was really great, but because he was a medical examiner, he had this book of all just dead bodies, and any time a guy would come to see me, he'd put it on the table. And he'd have them flip through it with the idea, if you screw with my daughter,
oh
you're
my
next.
God, that's so great! Did you ever think about being a doctor?
When I was a kid, I was very interested in being a vet, and I. But then I. This true story. I don't remember who I was with. I think it was a boyfriend, actually, in high school. And we passed a dog that had been hit.
Mm.
And I lost it. And I thought I would never be able to emotionally handle sick animals. I don't think I could. I realized I probably couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you're a woman. That's understandable.
No, that's a stupid remark. Oh, of course it is. You're a man. Of
nice.
Course. Yeah.
Brooke, you have no... Brooke is here, your assistant, which
Brooke
means we have to...
Brooke had her hair done.
She looks very nice.
Doesn't she look beautiful?
She's understated. It's not like you walking around with cleavage and everything. I'm trying to have a sophisticated conversation. She won't admit it that if we were around the same age and were in the same school, she would have gone out with me and made out with me in my father's Oldsmobile. He had a Pontiac and then he had an Oldsmobile.
Either a convertible?
No, it had to be a convertible.
Yeah.
We used to make out at Mary Annie's funeral home on Branch Avenue in the parking lot.
Why at a funeral home?
Because it was a big, deep parking lot. It was dark. It didn't have lights.
But that is like, really...
I know. That's turning you on, isn't it?
I know, it's a little bit. Wow.
We didn't get into really anything I wanted to talk about with you.
Because you didn't prepare and you had...
No, I'm totally prepared.
I'm from Rehoboth.
I have quotes and everything.
Should we go back to the beginning when you grew up in Rehoboth?
No.
That's how we should probably end this.
Here's a quote. Once I realized I was a reporter who didn't want to report because it required a tremendous amount of travel, nobody was too interested in having me work for them. I had to reinvent myself, which is your quote.
Yeah, I made that one up.
But you're moving from journalism into... the world of talk and entertainment, which you did, and very quickly, because I know we have to wrap it up.
Yeah, that's okay. But that's true. I
want
kids at that point.
Right, and you made a very, very, this is getting serious for a minute, intentionally. You were a correspondent on 60 Minutes. You had your first child. They let you work part-time.
Before I went to 60, yeah.
Okay, stop correcting me. Just go along.
For once, I'd like accuracy.
Listen, you're lucky that I even had the time to do this. I have a betting problem. So then...
Have been sitting outside that door for hours. You have nothing going on.
I didn't have my computer.
You have nothing going on.
All right, so then...
I'm the best thing that happened to you.
You actually are.
I know, that's terrible.
Seriously, I do see a lot of gray, though, in your hair. He did a lousy job. You look about 100 right now. But it's good for you. It'll be good. You can get yourself an AARP card. So you, but then you had your second child, you were 60 Minutes, and you wanted to work, they wanted you to work full time or not at all. And you said, I walk. And that was a very big thing in terms of you can't keep a straight face. I'm trying to pay you a compliment that you were sort of a pioneer in the sense that, like, you know, sort of for women, made that work personal life choice and went the personal route. And don't you feel good about yourself for that? What? Why? You can't say anything? You know the gray hair. Oh, sorry. No, your hair looks good.
Okay. I'll speak again.
It looks good. That was a very big thing.
You mean making that decision?
Yeah, and you said, and here's another quote.
I forgot what you said.
No, that was one quote, but the quote you said is, if I didn't leave 60 Minutes, what would I be saying to women everywhere? Because you were faced with the choice. They said, you called it a boys' club. They wanted you to hang me with the boys. You had a kid. You wanted to work part-time and continue to do that. They didn't want you to do that. And you said, well, you walked from 60 Minutes, which is a ballsy thing to do.
Well, you know what happened? I mean, Don Hewitt, who was the executive producer of it, and was brilliant at what he did.
Mm.
When he found out I was pregnant with my second child and that there was no way I wasn't going to take the 6 months paternity leave, he said, well, you still have to do the full number of pieces. I said, well, I can't possibly. And half the time I can't. Mm. He said, well, then I'm sorry. And I said, okay, bye-bye. And I wasn't rude about it, but there wasn't even a second thought.
Well, you weren't scared? Because I've seen your skill set, and I don't know, like, what do you think you can do, really? Like, you're lucky people even
want it. It's television. It's easy to get a job. It ain't burnt. No, you know, in the moment, I honestly didn't think about it. I knew. I just knew.
Yeah.
It was a gut thing. And it was, the weird thing was how clear it was to me.
Hmm.
You know, it wasn't until afterwards. And what you're referring to about, if I stayed there, what would I be saying? That really happened when I went to a party shortly after the news came out that Meredith had left or was leaving, and I was cornered by a woman who said, "How dare you do this? You are the poster child for having it all." And that was the narrative when I went to 60 Minutes. All the articles was, "She has it all. She's got the husband. She's got the kid. She's got the big deal job."
Mm.
But you know, it means nothing if I'm not doing it to be a poster child. And if you do something that you don't believe in, then you're sending exactly the wrong message to people.
And then when you the View came along, if I understand this correctly, and if my research is correct, and if it's not, I'm sure somebody in the room will correct me.
Yes.
How do you work with her, Brooke? Seriously. She's drunk half the time, I guess.
I'm drunk all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say this one.
Your husband had to convince you to go talk to the View.
And yeah, I wasn't going to do it, and he's the one who said, you're a reporter who doesn't want to report. Because,
yes,
because deep inside, if I had to pick the one thing, I am a reporter. I like to tell other people's stories.
Yeah.
I don't like to
And interrupt mine, which is
you
good.
You don't have a good story. I am propping you up like I did with Matt Lauer for years. Exactly the same
thing. We should do a morning show together. That would be awesome.
That's never going to happen.
You'll be a little older. We'll put you in an iron lung, and I'll yell into
remember
the lung.
Remember iron lungs? Do you remember them? Did you know anybody in an iron
no,
lung?
No, I did not.
I did.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
You can't talk to them in an iron lung, can you? Is their head sticking
out?
No,
because they come in and out of it. They weren't all... Yeah, she was lovely. It was this guy who went out with my dancing teacher's daughter. His mother was in an iron lung from polio.
How did we get there?
It's just another story that I have.
All right, you know what? We're going to... Can I do
can
another one of
Can I finish that
these?
Other thing, though?
Yeah, finish
okay,
that.
Okay, reporter
and
didn't
then
want to report.
More. Right.
And he said, so when I was approached by The View many, many years ago for an audition... And I said, I have no interest in daytime because it wasn't even being a snob. It's that I didn't watch it. And I was a journalist. You know, I'm doing those quotes.
Yeah, you should. I've seen your work.
And and I'm just going on. And he said, you're a reporter, meaning I didn't want to travel.
Right.
And I had two kids at that point. And he said, no. Yes. No. Three.
Great.
That third one I always forget.
You got to research your own life.
Is it Lucy or something? No, Lily. It's Lily. And anyway, so...
Poor Lily.
Said, no, she's fine. She's fine. She's over it. years of therapy. And he said, just do it. It can't possibly hurt you, and it might trigger something. You might say, okay, not that, but... And then I went for the audition in a hotel room.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And was like Barbara there? And like,
I had to do a lot to Barbara. To get that
wow.
She was one kinky chick. I'm telling you. No, we met and I left there going, I really like this. And I was almost embarrassed. I went home to Richard. I said, I can't believe I liked it.
What was the audition like, real quickly?
Did you actually talk topics? It was me. The first audition was me, Barbara, Debbie Matenopoulos.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And, she's great. And Star Jones.
Oh,
we were the first ones audition.
Wow.
And then they brought in Joy.
Oh.
And they had many, many other people audition after us, but they ended up with us, which is so interesting.
And in that hotel room, did you, like, would you just sit and talk topics
with her? She said, they told me, you're going to be the moderator, because you're the, remember then they labeled us. I was the newswoman.
Yeah.
And mom.
Which I would laugh every time I heard that.
This joke is getting tired, okay? And Deb was the young one, Star was the lawyer,
yeah.
Barbara was the journalist, and Joy was the comedian. But anyway...
And you also had the right personality to moderate that. I mean, in all seriousness, like, you can facilitate a conversation.
Well, that's why they asked me to do it.
You're not grating. You're not a church mouse either. You're the right sense.
I think that that's how they saw me,
yeah.
At least in the audition. And we had papers, newspapers on the table. They said, just go through, pick some topics... So I can't remember what was on the cover. Oh, you know what it was? Do you remember the guy, some cult, and they, not the guy, the terrible one with the shootout, but a cult where they believed they all killed themselves to go
to space. Yeah.
Yeah,
they
to go into space.
They wore the sneakers.
Yes, and Barbara went, how ridiculous. And I said, how do you know? You don't know. What's up? And it ended up being this great conversation.
Oh, wow.
And I think they liked my spunk, but I also could navigate a conversation, through topics. And I did end up liking it. And part of it was that after 20 years of being bottled up, in a sense, when you're a journalist, your opinion is irrelevant.
Well, I read that you said that you, at that point, were not sure if anybody would care about your opinion or wanted to hear your opinion, maybe because you were a journalist and that wasn't really
or
your
I
place.
Was, right, or I was afraid that I would go too far with it. In the beginning, I did. It's like an animal being released from a cage.
So you just say anything.
You kind of say anything, yeah. But I was shocked that I liked it, and then I never thought I'd get the job.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't think that they would hire me, and the next thing I know, they did.
Yeah,
and I spent 9 years there.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a run, and the chemistry was there. It was great.
It was great, and it's all about chemistry. And when they say, "How come there hasn't been a lot of successes?" in the same format as The View, it's really because of the group people. Of people.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right, well, listen,
which
I know
why
you
and I will never do a show
No,
together.
We should do something together.
Yeah. Well, why don't you call Brooke?
Because you're afraid.
Cause set it
you're
up.
Afraid that if you work closely with me, there'll be
that
an
I'm going to want to. Oh, I know. I can. It's growing.
Well, listen, I can't thank you enough for doing
and who is your listener? Uncle, what's your uncle's name?
My uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack. Uncle Jack, he's doing a really bang-up job.
Look at all the papers I have.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so we'll do another one of these.
You got to
do another one of these with me, like down the road.
Don't you have guests?
Yes.
Who's your next guest coming up? Who's the next person you're interviewing? Quick. Nobody.
I just did Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's very good.
I just did, and I did Thomas Friedman.
Oh. Did you do this kind of bullshit with them?
Yeah, with Thomas Friedman, right. I talked about underwear and penises and making out.
He's really good on that.
You know what I learned? He was he caddied for Chichi Rodriguez, the golfer. Tom Friedman is like a scratch golfer. He's a very good golfer.
Really?
He grew up in Minnesota. He wanted to be a pro golfer. And we talked about that. And he went on the course caddy with some big names. And there.
Is he worried about the end of the world, Tom Friedman?
No, but he does think that he had interesting observations about the internet and social media as now being used as a tool of terror, mm-hmm. and interesting observations about ISIS and sort of how technology and terror and politics. He's interested in these intersections mm-hmm. of the different parts of
he's
our culture.
He's very smart.
Yeah, he was very, very smart.
Did he know who you were?
He kept calling me John Stewart, so I was like, fine, I'll take it. All right, listen, I'm going
to
let you go.
Do you know what Stephen Hawking said was the greatest threat to society, to the world?
Talk shows? Daytime talk shows?
No.
That was good.
Artificial intelligence.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised to hear him say that.
Artificial, well, he didn't say it. Didn't he? I don't think he can say it. Can he say it? I don't know if he can say it.
He typed it. Well, you know, it's funny. I just was on Fox News, and we were doing a story about Japanese technology now. They have apps at the workplace where you can tell if the
employee... You slurred your words just now? What'd you just say? Apps is what?
Apps.
Oh, I did an absent.
No, apps.
Apps, okay.
You know, for phones.
I know what it is, but...
You don't know what it is.
I don't have an app.
You don't even have a phone. You don't have electricity at your house, do you?
No.
And when are you having a party at your house again? I haven't been to your house in like 3 years.
You were at my house for Christmas, weren't
you? Yeah, but not this last... Like, it's been a couple of years. Why don't you have a party? Why?
I had one.
Yeah,
I don't
you
do it every
me.
Year. I invited you.
No, you did not.
Yes, you were on the list.
No, you did not because I wasn't doing... We weren't doing Millionaire together, out of sight, out of mind. I should be on a list.
You are on a list. Oh, you're on a list. You're on a list.
All right,
Uncle, what is it? Uncle who?
Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack, I love you, honey.
And you're an Emmy Award winner.
Yeah, journalist. 14 times, is that it? 14 times.
You won 14?
14, baby, count them. And you?
Yeah, not that many.